barn was up on a hill to explore the place. It was a great big thrill, cause I was still quite young and somewhat curious. We chased the calves into the stalls and practiced silly rooster calls and teased the bull until he got quite furious. And when it rained, we'd go upstairs and spend a perfect day playing tag or making giant castles in the hay. But even back at 12 years old, I did not need much to be told that the best darn thing about Emily's barn was Emily. Emily's barn was where I'd go when I was old enough to throw the bales up over my head to those who'd stack them. We'd clean the barn and spread it wide, ripen up the world outside and flex new muscles at all those who lacked them. And once a year they'd hold a dance upstairs on a Friday night, and the action there was half of what was going on outside. I found her hard to chase, I never did give up the race, cause the best darn thing about Emily's barn was Emily. Well, here I am a daddy now, still chasing steers and milking cows, and I just never seem to make much money. That's okay, I've work to do, and though I'd like to make a few more dollars, every day spent here is honey. And though my kids come out to help me here or on the land, what I like is when my sweetie lends a helping hand. Cause when she helps me doing chores, we lose the kids, lock the doors, and the best darn thing about Emily's barn's still Emily. Cause when she helps me doing chores, we lose the kids, lock the doors, and the best darn thing about Emily's barn's still Emily.